Hello, I'm Natasha Molyneux-Smith, and I am the founder of Dot and Type. My official title is Accessible Format Specialist, and basically, my business, Dot and Type, is a braille and large print transcription service, which is a bit of a mouthful, which makes products and documents accessible to people that have a visual impairment or disabilities, which limits their vision. So I just finished working actually in education recently, and I worked as part of the Vision Support Service for 7 years, and I had my key student, and I basically followed her life journey for those 7 years. So from year 4 to year 11, there was a lot of time and experiences that we both went through together, and I could see where there was huge gaps in parts of her life. So for example, when we were in year 5, she received a party invite, and basically her friend handed it to her, but it was just in writing. So I quickly said, oh, can I borrow that? You know, I just need to braille over it. So I brailled over on sticky paper over the invite and handed it back to her. And she was so happy with that. She could read the details. She could read who it was from. She could read where she was going, telephone numbers. It was just something like that. It just really stuck with me. And from that day on, I just knew how important accessibility and inclusion was for these social situations that we don't always think about when you don't know someone that has a visual impairment.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, like, you're so right there. It's like you're just not thinking about it. Like, that would have been so probably absolutely not malicious from that other kid.
Absolutely.
Because they're just thinking, oh, I'm inviting my friend to my party. But it's one of those things where actually, unless you experience it or you work with anyone with a visual impairment, or, you know, you just don't think about it, do you?
So yeah, you really don't. And I'm starting, so my business, it does greetings cards, documents, menus, utility bills. So I actually brailled a practice menu for her the other day from a business that I'm working with, and she was like, wow, this is amazing. This is the first time I've ever seen a menu. And things like that just really strike a chord with me. And whenever I speak to people about it, they're like, oh yeah, I never thought about that. But it's that inclusion into the social norms that we have. We sit around, you know, how often do we go for meals? And to have something read out to you, or just assume, oh, well, you'll like this dish. Yeah, it's something it really does hit home.
So have you seen, like, lots of other businesses maybe, like, embracing it? So, for example, you were talking about a menu there. Is this mm-hmm. something that you're seeing people embrace because they've not really thought about before, maybe?
So I literally only launched yesterday, officially. So it is brand new, fresh out the box. But whenever I've spoke to people or I've engaged with people, you know, my web designer, my branding person, they're always like, oh, I've never even thought about this. It's a great idea. You know, hit the ground running, go there, go out. So I do implore anyone who's got a business, who wants to make their business more accessible, whether it's a company who wants to employ people with a visual impairment, or whether it's a restaurant who wants more accessible menus, I would love them to get in touch with me via my website, dotandtype.com, or via my email, natasha@dotandtype.com. And then we can just work together and make this island super inclusive.
And I suppose then, I mean, why do you think it's so important that we do that, you know, that we make sure that people feel included everywhere that they go?
Because I don't feel like anyone should be left out purely because they're lacking a sense or they're missing one of their senses. It's never sat right with me that we can go and, you know, go to a shop and look at something and know exactly what it is. So to be able to include a whole group of people. I mean, in the world, there's 2.2 billion people that have some level of visual impairment, and to not include those people, it just seems criminal to me.
Yeah, and you're right. It's like these little, even what you just said there, like going into a shop, you're like, you don't think about it, do you? If you're not dealing with this day in, day out, you don't think about the fact that you could walk into, you know, any named shop on Strand Street, mm-hmm. and we can just see what we want to pick up, and that they won't have that same access. access. No, I think it's brilliant. So, I mean, well, I suppose the student you've been working with then for the last 7 years, what's her reaction to you kind of like, you know, launching this business? And you said she loved the menu. So is she kind of just, you know, like buzzing that this gap in the market's being filled, I suppose?
I do. I think so. I think she does love the idea, partly because it was basically created because of her and my experiences of working with her and seeing how I could make her life better. But now I've kind of left her to it. She's still in education and I do miss her and the team very much. But I feel like it's time for me to start making her world accessible outside of school and for other people as well. So that is my aim, to make the world a more inclusive and accessible place, no matter how big or small I can make that difference.
So then where do you see the business going from here then? And like, obviously you've started it up from, you say it launched literally yesterday. So what's the next steps down the line? Where do you want to see it go?
Oh my gosh, I have got big plans and big dreams. I have spoke to a few people. So there's a few exciting products that actually aren't on the market at all that I've got coming up. Little sneak preview, it's some gardening products. I have got some big ideas for my greetings cards. So at the moment, my greetings cards are all hand designed by myself. However, I would love, and I would love to ask any artists or creators that do have a visual impairment, if they could contact me, because I would love to be able to provide greetings cards created by people with a visual impairment, and I'll put their images on the front of my cards and then they would get some commission from that as well.
This is like a slight tangent, but just because it's out of interest, obviously getting into what your previous job was, you know, working within education, how did you even get into that? And like, you know, what did that look like day to day? Were you having to change worksheets and change, like, how is that like working with a student the whole way through?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So basically I modified her whole curriculum from year 4 till year 11. So as you can imagine, I had to advance in each stage as well. So primary school was lovely, you know, it was really nice. I took it for granted at the time. And then we got to high school and then there was assessments, which I needed to transcribe into Braille. It felt like assessments all the time for each subject. And then GCSEs, I modified her mocks for her, but not her actual GCSE papers. So they came from exam boards, but that was a bit of a battle to actually get the exam boards to braille her exam papers for her. And it was a battle to get the results brailled as well. And one exam board in particular actually didn't provide her results in braille for her. So it was things like this that have given me a real fire in my belly. And I was like, yes, that's it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to smash it. And I'm going to make sure that these individuals aren't missing out on their results. You know, she'd worked so hard on them. And to have her not read them first and have someone read them to her, it's, you know, it's just taking away that independence. And it's so important, especially when you've got sight loss. You already probably feel like, you know, you find things difficult in the world. And it's just so nice to be able to take some ownership of your own life again.
Well, I think it's brilliant. And so, yeah, I mean, that's all I kind of prepped off the top of my head. But is there anything we didn't cover that you think we've missed or you want to cover as well?
I can't. Oh, I also sell my greetings cards on an Etsy shop and they are all completely brailled. They have embossed images on the front, so they are a tactile experience as well. I've also cut the top right hand corner off, which is kind of a little trademark of Dot and Type's greetings cards, for orientation purposes, so the person knows which way the card goes up. And yeah, so a lot of thought and time has gone into this business, and I just want to thank everyone that's been on the journey with me, the ups, the downs, the difficult emails. Thank you.
Spot on. Perfect.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.